This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Black bean burger on a bed of rice.
If you had to review me, it would be 1 star.
Song was like, if I paid Moby to make a track for me, and he had a lot of other things going on that day, but I paid him handsomely, so he's like, okay, I gotta get this done.
Do you think Moby's a dick?
Nice. Hey, hi Jeffrey!
That felt like I was at a club that I didn't want to be at, because like I was with a group of friends that really wanted to go out in West Hollywood, and I'm like, okay, I'll go. And then you like,
I'll go.
That pulsating kind of like, it sounds like it's coming from another room, but that's just the track. And I can't thank John Summer enough. Shout out John Summer.
500 days of John Summer.
That's really good. Because there have been 500 days of John Summer.
Honestly, probably more.
His email has 95 in it, so it's at least been 500 days. Riley, what's new?
I feel what's like... What's new, Jeffrey James? What's new, Jeffrey?
The hesitation.
James.
What's new, Pussy Jeff? Whoa. Little Tom Jones
Jeffrey,
for your
James,
Tuesday.
Jeffrey James, where are you? What's new, Jeffrey James? Well.
I got vitamin C serum in my eye, and I had to call poison control. So I went surfing with my buddy AJ on Sunday, and I came back. I'm like, this is a great morning. I'm going to wash the sea salt off my face. I'm going to get all clean. I'm going to do my skin routine. And I do it, and I'm like, something that my sister told me was like, do the vitamin C, and it's liquid gold, she said, because it's expensive and really good for you. So I like... You don't want to rub it into your hands.
Yep.
You just want to drop it and go like that. So I did that, and then like it went
eye.
From forehead down like my skull into the eye, and I'm
absolutely.
Like, oh, Oh, no. So I'm like scrambling. I'm grabbing the bottle. It says for external use only. I'm looking at hypochlorous acid or whatever the fuck. Like, no way that's good for my cornea. I Google this shit. Only
especially
one...
your eyes.
Yeah, especially my eye. I already have fucking eye issues. I Google it and I see this Reddit thread and it's basically saying that in 2 days' time, I might have severe corneal erosion. And
oh,
that
no.
feels like razor blades stabbing your eye. So I call my eye doctor, closed. I call my old eye doctor in LA, closed. I call my eye doctor in Ohio, gone. And nowhere to be seen or found. And so I call my not really my general practitioner, but my parents' general practitioner, and he's like, I'll call poison control. So I call poison control, and this woman on the phone is like talking me through what to do. I'm like, yeah, so I got vitamin C serum in my eye. It's basically the skin thing. She's like, I know what it is. I'm like, okay, cool. Am I gonna lose my eye? And she's like, just no, you wash your eye out for 15 minutes. I'm like, for 15 minutes? And she's like, yeah, just get in the shower, let the water hit your eye or at least near your eye and let it drip into your eye. Literally that. So I'm like, okay.
Prying his eyes open like Clockwork Orange style. Like,
yeah. Ling. I'm begging her to tell me it's going to be okay. I'm literally like,
oh, Jeffrey.
And it's going to be like, it's going to be good, right? And she's like, all
and
right,
I'll be fine.
Honey, just get in the shower. And I'm like, all right. And so I hang up, get in the shower. I'm on my fucking knees in the shower staring at water. And it's that like I've never felt lower, dumber, smaller than that moment.
The fact that you were, this sounds so bleak.
It's
what
so
a bleak day.
I had also just like gotten, I had already dried my hair. I'd already like gotten dressed. So I had to get back in the shower. And the day was so positive before this. Anyway, it's clearly fine. Like my eyes are actually doing really well. Knock on wood. And,
be humble. Kneel in the shower.
Be humble. Sit chow.
Sit chow.
What's new in the life and times of Riley and Spa, Marie Jude or otherwise?
The Rashids are here. So we all got that waxy vaxy. We all are full vaxied up. And Daniel's fam, you bet your ass they're here. And they're here for a week. And it's just been so much fun. It's just been the best time. And our parents are finally gonna meet for the first time this coming weekend, which will be 3 years in the making. So we're very excited. No poison control incidents that I can think of.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm racking my brain. Like, honestly, like, no.
That's so weird.
Not this week, at least.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. No, but when I'm doing my nighttime routine and it's like, I'm, you know, dropping, it's almost like a little mini baster, like dropping little dots on my face or whatever. I try and play this game with myself. It's like, okay, can I then close the bottle again? Can I twist it before it runs down into my
eye? And
this
is vitamin C.
Or on the bridge of my nose. No, this will be like an exfoliating serum or something like that. And so sometimes it's like I'll be tipping my head back to try and keep it up. But sometimes I can feel it start dripping down. I'm like, no. And I'll have to just get it. It's scary. It's
That's
scary.
That's really dancing with
think.
The devil, yeah.
It really is. It's we're doing a little two-step together. It's nice.
You're doing the two-step.
With the devil.
Yeah, Lucifer, yeah.
Speaking of like things that are harmful for your body in a way where you should absolutely call poison control, take care of your skin.
True.
Don't hurt your body like with a product that could take layers of skin off. We're talking Nair.
Ever heard of
removal
it?
Cream.
I use Nair. Nair.
You do?
Twice a year.
Do you actually use Nair?
No, I've never used Nair.
Listen, I don't know with you. It's like you are one of my best friends in this world. I know you so well, but stuff like this, you I think that's why we're gonna be friends for life, Jeff, is because you always keep me guessing. There are some things that you do and who you are that it's like you had
and
a gun to my head. I could
There are
not...
some things you do and who you are.
Yes. Like, if you told me that, you're like, yeah, once every Christmas I use Nair, I wouldn't be like, that's not true.
I've never used, I'll give you that. I've never used Nair. It seems scary as hell. Have you used Nair?
I don't think I've used Nair. I remember, like, and these are some of the reviews I found too, but I remember before, like, I learned to shave my legs, like to use a razor.
Yeah.
I think my mom, this was like, you know, in the aughts, and my mom found a bottle of Nair like at CVS and like gave it to me as an option. I think it was because I was like really dying to learn how to shave my legs. And she's like, I think you're too young to use a razor right now.
Yeah.
But if you're that desperate to do it, here's Nair. And I just got really, I never used it because I was so deeply, one, it smelled horrible.
That's what I was seeing. Yeah.
It smelled really bad.
What does it smell like?
Like sulfur and ugh. And just like chemicals. It just, yeah. It's like, it smells hot. It smells like it feels, I imagine. But I never used it. And I just had a feeling that it was not going to be good for me.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the case. But, you know, as we were, as I was looking up different, in my mind, I'm like, oh, there's just one Nair and it's like this cream you put on. There's quote unquote Nair for men.
Yep.
There's Nair like in a bottle. There's Nair in what looked to be like a deodorant kind of thing, but it was actually you take off the cap and you twist the bottom and like it, there's like three holes and oh. It comes out of the holes. There's more avenues of Nair than I ever thought that
probable.
Were there.
Is it a brand or is it like something like like a type, like, is that the name of the chemical?
I think it is a brand because yeah. There's another brand, Veet. There's one called Veet that I also remember. Veet and Nair.
Awful.
But yeah, so I believe it is a brand. Yeah, saw a lot of reviews of people putting Nair on their nether regions and...
Obviously, like, you don't have to try that to know it's a bad idea. Like, I get it. Like, it's, you know, it's also scary to shave down there, but it's so clearly you shouldn't put this thing that could cause chemical burns.
Jeff, do you want to kick us off?
This is from... There's no name. It's from a website called iHerb. iHerb. You want to give him a full name?
Miranda Cosgrove.
This is Miranda, and that's from Drake and Josh, Miranda Cosgrove?
And iCarly, okay. Miranda Cosgrove.
Now I see the connection.
iCarly, yeah. Drake and Josh, Miranda Cosgrove.
You know, the pitch for iCarly was originally called iHerb, and it was like...
Was it
about,
really?
Yeah, it was about this guy named Herb, and
they wanted to make... Yeah, pitch me the original iCarly.
Basically, it was like, this would have been, what, 2006? So, you know, it's the dot-com boom, and they wanted to do something with tech and gardening. Yeah, horticulture and internet culture was the idea.
Okay.
So they called it iHerb, and it was going to follow this tween dweeb who was sort of like vlogging his experience growing, for lack of a better term, cilantro.
What would the other term be?
Coriander.
Okay.
And people in the testing groups did not seem to vibe with Herb. And, you know...
What was the conflict? Like, is the vlog, you know...
Yeah, the issue was that... You know, he was vlogging basically beds of lettuce, and people bullied him online for it. So it was him dealing with the fallout, emotional and tangibly online. Like, what were his comments in response going to be? You're yawning right now, and so were the focus group. So that's why they had to change it. They were like, hey, you know, we don't need a fucking Gibby vehicle. And the guy who played Gibby would have been Herb. But they wanted to keep him in the family, so they did iCarly. Miranda brought her up from...
Gibby vehicle!
Long story short, nobody ended up buying Herb, but as soon as they turned it to Carly, it was off to the races.
It was off to the races.
I could see both sides, but I get why they ended up going with this, but they thought a web series was maybe a little bit sleeker than just like a garden to have.
I do think the pilot for iCarly was called iCurly Parsley.
Yeah.
But even then you're still trying to shoehorn in the gardening and it's not going to work.
Yeah, and we should say that was like, the pilot was called that, but it was just, that was the only thing different. The pilot was totally the same, just the title
and
was
iCurly Parsley.
And even though
most people wouldn't know the name of the title of the pilot, they're just like, we still, like, we don't want any trace of iHerb in that.
And I'm glad that they tried that one last ditch effort, but like at
Me
the end
too.
Of the day,
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm so glad they tried.
And obviously, we've seen history has proven that iCarly was, you know, the right choice because it's obviously like they're doing the reboot, and you know, it was basically what made Jeanette McCurdy. And I don't think iHerb would have had the same cultural impact.
Sorry. Okay, so this is from Miranda Cosgrove.
Two stars. noisy to use.
I don't think so.
Its effect is not far from mousse because it just turns the hair on the surface.
It turns the hair?
Look, guys, we've all used Nair here, all right? I know that this is our, like, you know, some people have book club. We have skin products club where we all try the same skin product.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did the reading, so to speak.
Guys, come on, we're the Nair affair, so we do know.
I use the Nair, all right? We all use Nair.
We all use Nair.
Yeah.
Everyone, can you just, you know, just our little weekly check-in. Everyone roll up your jeans, please.
I don't know if we need to roll up our jeans.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go, you know, let's go one by one because, let's just... All right.
All right. And, yeah.
Okay, Steve, you want to roll up your jeans?
Yeah. Look right here. No hair on these gams. This is crazy.
We're in a Barnes & Noble cafe.
It was awesome. It was. It burned a little bit.
Of course.
I'm so glad I got hairless legs.
Nice. Steve, that's amazing. It looks like you put your Nair there, and it shows that you care. And you got rid of that hair, so good job, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lucas, you wanna roll up those cuffs? Show us what you have, or don't.
Yeah, I can do that. This is, it was a little patchy in some spots, but I didn't have a lot of hair to begin with.
Knowingly, like,
It was a little patchy, but I tried it out, and that's what matters, because we all did what we said we were gonna do. So that's
we said we were gonna do, and that's the most important. That's the most important part about this. You know, the reason why I formed the Nair affair is really just like, you know, we need some consistency in these tumultuous times. And so to know that we have a group, a supportive group who's doing the same thing every week, we're all going through it together. You know, it may burn a little bit, it may tingle, but we do have a family here. And that's something that I think is, it's hard to come by nowadays.
I would argue we have the family regardless of if we do all use the products is the thing. Like, we're all friends. There's a kinship that's been formed already.
Everyone lightly chuckles and sips their butterscotch latte.
Yeah. Well, it's not funny.
That's okay. Okay, Nico. Oh, come on. Hey, raise those corduroys and show us them boys.
Raises them. It's an absolute forest.
Everyone drops their hot coffee on their laps. Oh, my smooth skin. Oh!
My swimsuit area.
What was that?
It's just Lucas was saying that as my swimsuit area kind of burned where I already kind of had chemical burns.
Got it. Nico, what happened? If you ran out of Nair, you could have just told us. We all have Nair to spare. Isn't that right, everyone? Yeah, Nair to spare.
We have a ton of it. I like my hair.
Another coffee drop.
Oh, no. It got the parts that it missed the first time.
Are you okay, Lucas?
I'll be all right.
Your skin is just so baby smooth, I imagine.
So porcelain. I don't know, guys. I mean, like, I just wanted to hang out with you guys. I didn't want to, like, mutilate my body. I don't want to shave my legs. I'm secure in my masculinity. I want hair. You know, there's nothing wrong with hair. You know, it doesn't matter what gender you are. It's fine to have hair. You don't need to use Nair.
So you joined a group where we all use Nair every week, and you want to stay part of this group, but you don't want to use Nair every week? Nico. Listen, what was that?
We could just talk. Yeah.
Oh, I could just talk to anyone, Nico. Hey, look, I can just talk to this barista in this Barnes & Noble. Hey, garçon.
Yeah?
Garçon. Hey, hi. Care for a chat?
Not really.
See, exactly, Nico. This is why we can't connect with
anyone
else.
That's not why,
right?
You can't connect with him. He's a stranger and you called him garçon. Obviously, he doesn't want to talk to you. He's also working. That's not a good example.
It's hard to make friends without the Nair, without the community we share with Nair.
There's only one way for you to stay in this group, Nico. What? What is it? I think we're going to need to lather the Nair on your legs right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
No
mm-hmm.
fucking way, right? You're not going to... Oh, you guys grab me and hold me down.
Lucas,
oh, no.
Slather it on.
Done deal. Lucas, are you kidding me? I thought you were a coward. Oh, they start lathering the Nair. Oh, see, it's noisy. It's noisy.
It is... All the hair drops off at once. There we go.
You used it on my head, too. I'm fully hairless. Eyebrows, eyelashes,
Nico,
gone.
Nico, there you are. My God. Hey, good to see you again. Come on. Get a gingerbread latte and let's all... Now we can just chat. Now we can just hang. Garçon.
What?
One gingerbread soy latte, please. And make it a double.
A double shot of espresso?
Yeah, I was... You have a... Never mind. I had a flask.
All right, should we take a quick break?
Yes, Marty.
Marty.
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter. The sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it. But I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it. And that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God, Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month, but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, Mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert. So I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're Nair on our back.
Okay. This is for both of these reviews are for the same Nair product. It's just, it's obviously, we all, you know it, you love it. It's Nair Hair Remover Cream Nourish Shower Power Moroccan Argan Oil, all right? By Nair.
It does not say by Nair at the end, does it?
It does say by Nair. We've got two-star reviews.
Okay.
All right. This first one has no name. Amazon customer.
Let's go, Derek Course.
Derek Course. 2 stars. I tried this when I was younger, and it burned my skin too badly to use it. 8 years later, I bought this to try it again. First try, burned my skin and did not work as instructed. Tried it again 5 days later, same thing happened.
Tried it
a week later, it actually worked and removed most of the hair without it burning. I thought I had it figured out, but the last time I used it about 3 days ago, it burned my skin yet again. It is awful. I think I just need to stop with this product altogether.
Of course, Derek, of course. You do have it figured out.
You have it figured out, but not in the way that you think you should. You know that it's truly... It feels like it's like my naughty little like vice. Like I just can't like I
allergic
just can't
to peanuts.
Stop.
Nut allergy.
Oh my god.
No,
oh my god.
It's at a Menchie's. No man, do not use the peanut butter sauce. You can't. You come in here once a month. At this point, I know you by name. Rants.
Thank you. No, I know I shouldn't do it.
No, you should not do it because you get transported to the hospital every time.
I'm going to do it. No. Pours it straight into my mouth.
Got to you on the in the ambulance. I'm there with you. Why do I have to come?
That was awful. It was awful. I can't see. I can't feel. This is terrible. Why did you let me do this?
I didn't.
Horrible. Oh my God. Get to the hospital. And he's back. Okay, Rounce is back, everyone. You know the drill.
EpiPen out, like, in the arm.
EpiPen in the ass. All right, here we go. And there it is. And there you are. You work at the Menchie's, right?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, he keeps coming in. He keeps adding walnuts to his yogurt. He keeps adding the peanut butter sauce. He keeps saying, I thought I have it figured out, but maybe one more time.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
Don't, yeah.
But maybe if you see him coming, either just ban him from the store or put away all nut products.
I'm not the manager of the store. I just am always there when he shows.
All right. I'm sorry. Cut to like a week later. Door bursts open.
Yeah. Chorus line, yeah.
I'm feeling a little naughty today, or should I say nutty?
No! Back in the ambulance. I tried so much with him this time. I physically restrained him and he licked a fucking almond.
How was he in the vicinity of an almond if you had him restrained?
He did a dance. He walked in. He was doing some kind of show tune. I wanted to let him finish because he clearly worked on it really for a long time.
Francis is waking up in the hospital bed. Oh, he's awake. He's awake. Hey, I'm really sorry about everything I've put you guys through. I think what these past 3 weeks have proven to me, and, you know, 7 times in the hospital in the past 3 weeks, is that I really shouldn't eat nuts. I'm really sorry for putting everyone through this pain. Yes. And I think I, lesson learned, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. So thank, I'm really sorry. Thank you for understanding, and kind of like being there with me through
I think that, you know, it means a lot to me to hear you say that. Cause like we've kind of forged this, I guess, friendship just through me transporting you to the fucking Cedars. And, it's taken a lot of not only actual time, but emotional space. So I appreciate you saying that.
A month later at the Munchies, knock, knock. It's me.
Hey.
Hey. Wow. This place, hasn't changed a bit.
Well, it's only been a month.
Doesn't it feel longer?
It feels shorter. The longest time that it felt was when you were going to the hospital every 3 days.
Tomato, tomato. But listen, man, you know, I've been, I just wanted to update you on my progress.
Yeah. Because, did you get that allergy test that you were telling me? Like, to know exactly what you're allergic to?
I got that allergy test.
Is there anything else?
You know, it's mostly the nuts.
Yeah.
And weirdly, apples.
Oh, that's weird.
Weirdly, apples and pineapple as well. So I guess the other apple.
Yeah, you know? That's funny. Yeah.
It's like the other white meat, but it's the other apple. So I just wanted to say, you know, I haven't had any of that, you know, since the allergy panel. And I got it figured out now.
Because, I'm so glad.
You know, I haven't had any of it and my body's feeling great. As I'm talking, I'm just fully doing like a peanut butter flavor frozen yogurt into the cup. It's like dripping down my hand. And so I've been feeling awesome lately.
Rash starting, yeah. That
and
has
so
nuts in it.
I feel
rash.
Like
rash.
I feel like I can handle it now.
Because topping
now
it with pineapple, topping it with apples.
Pineapple,
you can't.
Apples.
No. No way.
Hazelnuts, walnuts,
no fucking
almonds.
Way. No fucking way.
I feel strong enough to take this on, Reese's peanut butter cups scattered on the top.
You're salt banging them on.
I feel like I am a different man now than I was.
You're the same man, if not worse. You're the same man, if not worse. I don't know if I'm trying to let you finish because you're saying you turned a corner, but you're doing the opposite.
I take the chipmunk outside. I push its cheeks and all the nuts go onto the ice cream. Throw the chipmunk back outside. And so I think like at the end of the day, it's
you
like
you take them, you put them in your cheeks.
At the end of the day, I'm in control of my own fate, you know? I'm in control of my own destiny.
You start to balloon up into one big hive. Yeah.
And so I just want to say thank you for sticking it out with me and just really enjoying. You cannot hear me anymore. Everything's just covered over my face.
You're just expanding to fill the space. The glass windows shatter. You turn into like a hot air balloon that just kind of floats up and away.
And so thank you for everything you've done.
Why do people feel like they can trust me with this shit? I don't want to be. I'm not this person's therapist.
You hear the door. Somehow, like the bell rings when you open the door, but even though the glass is fully gone, it's just like the door frame. Hi. Sorry. I don't know why I'm here. I guess I'll have a. Could I take a small cup? I'm just going to fill up some cookies and cream. It's just been a really hard day.
You take one bite, you shit yourself. Yeah, lactose intolerant. I knew it. I obviously knew it. This is not where I should be working.
Next review, Jeffrey.
All right, 1 star. Also of Nair hair removal for men. Also from I.
What was the first one?
The first one was also for that one. I think I didn't say that. Full name. We need a full name.
Bingo Gaborgi.
Bingo Gaborgi. 1 star. I bought it on Basilio's advice.
No. That's it.
That's it. I drive up to, we're like two friends getting lunch after a while. I drive up on a Vespa. I get off, take this whole thing. Hey, man.
Whoa. Yeah, hey, oh, my God.
New ride. You like it? You've known me for years.
Dude.
It's so me.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's like a beautiful, like bright cherry Vespa.
And you think it's me, right?
I don't know. I mean, are you happy with it? That's all that matters, right? If it's like, are you having fun with it?
I don't love it so far, but I bought it. My buddy Basilio told me to get it, and he's the coolest. So I figure if I follow his
advice.
What's that?
I don't, in all the years I've known you, I've never heard you mention a Basilio.
Oh yeah, no, it's Basilio. I met him at a tattoo parlor that I chickened out at.
Cool, Basilio. I mean, it's a cool name. Yeah. It must be, sounds Italian. But he drives a cool
basketball. No, it doesn't, because he's not Italian. He's so cool, though. He's just like, everything he does is so calm. It's so collected. And I feel like that's what I need. You know, since the breakup, I just feel like I need to reinvent myself. And,
yeah,
you know, I got the Vespa. Basilio's got me on this crazy diet. It's unbelievable.
Basilio sounds like he's really got some influence. I mean, what if I told you to, you know, ditch the Vespa? It seems like you're not happy and eat whatever makes you feel good.
No, I think I'll follow Basilio just because, like, I've known you for so long and I've seen what you're capable of. I just met Basilio, I think it was like 2 weeks ago. So it'll be interesting to see what he can do. And what I can do through under his tutelage, yeah.
To see what he can do?
Yeah.
Like, with you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he had me on a solid food cleanse. Basically, the hardest things to digest possible is what I've been sort of ingesting for about a week. And I haven't had any kind of movement time. And it has to be because things are flushing out of me. Basilio also had some ideas for what I could be wearing going forward. I take out like a lookbook. It's the opposite of coveralls somehow.
Listen, man, I know that it was really hard when Maggie left.
It was devastating, yeah.
And she's great. And I know that it was really hard for you. But I also know that one of the reasons why she left, and I know we've been over this, is because you kind of take things and run with it in a way that isn't healthy for you or anyone around you. And so I'm wondering if you're kind of overcompensating with suddenly like a mint green Vespa pulls up. It's me, Basilio. You just said he's not Italian.
He's not. He's fucking Irish Catholic.
Oh, how you doing, my man? You enjoying the Vespa? Oh, look at you. You look fantastic. Have you
thanks,
had
any Basilio.
Movements in the past 2 weeks?
None. Like
that's
you said.
That's amazing. Kisses both cheeks. Oh, beautiful bambino. Hi. I guess you're Basilio. Yes, it's me, Basilio. And this must be Tim.
Yeah, this is Tim. My best friend of 12 years, yeah.
So I guess I'm the new you. What? Yeah, that's what he told me. He met me in the tattoo parlor and he said, you can be my new Tim. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Also, you said he was really low energy, not Italian, and cool. This guy was like shot out of a fucking cannon.
I said he was calm. I said he was collected. He can be high energy and still be kind of chill.
I'm juggling. And here we go. Now I'm still juggling with one hand. I made you a new lookbook because it is a fall coming and you need to be dressed to the nines if you're going to be catching the tens, if you know what I mean.
Here it's all go. Full baseball outfits. Okay, so I tucked the pants. Okay, into the socks.
You tucked the pants in? You got it. Oh, I pinch your cheeks. Oh, the baby, he's got it. You're a weird guy.
The waiter brings our food. Oh, here we go. I pop out dentures. I have no teeth.
Oh.
All right. Here we go.
Jesus, what happened, dude? My God.
Oh, sorry. I put the dentures back in. Oh, yeah. Basilio said that teeth aren't in anymore. And the thing that is in are dentures.
No, a woman wants the teeth. They wanted the gums. They wanted the illusion of the teeth, but they do not want the teeth. Basilio, what do you do? Do you have a job?
He's a former professional bowler. He's made enough money off of deals, and now he sometimes does commercials.
Work has been a little slow. It's been a little slow. Not that many spots for Casper Mattress anymore, but it's okay. All right, man.
Basilio has a duplex, so he rents out the bottom unit, and that kind of, like, he doesn't have any living expenses because of it.
I put a lot of loopholes in the lease agreement, so I can roll my bowling balls all day and they cannot complain. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry, hey, don't talk to Basilio like that.
You hurt the Basilio's feelings.
No, Basilio, he didn't mean it. It's just the old Tim. You know, he's just not.
He's just a Tim. Tim, yeah. You are just a Leica, he said.
What did he say about me? That I'm his best friend? That I'm, like, probably the most level-headed person
that
he knows?
That you're a little controlling. That you kind of try to make the decisions for me. You try to influence my life a little bit, and I don't appreciate
it. When you are not around, he calls you a white-knuckle Tim.
White-knuckle Tim.
Yes, because you have a white-knuckle grip around his neck every day.
I'm trying to be there for him. He just went through a devastating breakup with his girlfriend of 7 years. Obviously, he's spiraling. Look at him.
Oh no, it's happening. Oh, no, it's 2 weeks of shit. It's 2 weeks of shit.
You must hold the thing.
I'm trying, Basilio. I'm trying, Basilio.
No, man. Do whatever you want to do because you have no teeth and you are about to explode.
The dentures fall out.
It's happening.
Basilio's just shaking his damn head.
Go, man. Just go. Just go do what you need to do. I'll take care of Basilio, all right?
I holding the back of my pants, I walk, shuffle over to my Vespa, get on really uncomfortably, and go off. Not before putting a scarf around my neck like I'm driving across Tuscany.
There he goes. They grow up so fast.
How old are you?
Forever.
Forever?
Yes. I've never not been. Winks, walks over to the Vespa, scarf in the same way. And next time you need a device, toss you a playing card. It's a king, but with his face on it. You call up a Basilio. Drives off, gets hit by a bus. You're left sitting at the fucking table.
Waiter comes by, your spaghetti bolognese. I didn't... Basilio.
All right, do you want to do your last review?
Oh my god. You said he wasn't Italian. He's not.
You said he was calm. He came in like a fucking cannon.
Okay, this is also for the, lest we forget, this is Nair Hair Remover Cream Nourish Shower Power Moroccan Argan Oil by Nair. This is 2 stars from Jackie V.
Let's go Jackie Vool.
Jackie Vool. The title is Worked, but also got chemical burn.
That's the funniest fucking line read. I'm sorry. Okay, what's the review? I'm sorry. That's probably so annoying to listen to.
Used this product before. Smell was more overwhelming than before. Removed the hair from my legs, but also gave me a chemical burn. I rinsed it off 2 minutes earlier than suggested. Be careful when using. It reminded me of like someone making like trying to make a decision, making a pro con list of something, and yeah. It's like equally weighted. It's like, well, it's tough at the end of the day because it worked, but it also gave me a chemical burn. So I'm really stuck.
Did it? But it got rid of the hair.
No, it absolutely got rid of the hair. I raise up my legs. It is like shiny, wow. Sparkly.
So it sounds great. It sounds like nothing went wrong.
Oh, yeah. No, so it removed all, but then opened up the other leg, and it is, you hear it sizzling.
Oh, no.
But it also gave me a chemical burn.
It's currently burning.
So that's why it's like, ooh.
We gotta get you to a hospital. Forget the pros and cons list. You don't need to power through it. We need to go.
It's just like, should I use it again? Because it's like, you know, in this next vlog I'm making, I have to review the products that it's like I would use. And, you know, it's like I would never recommend a product that I didn't love. And
you do this a lot, by the way. I feel like you never end up recommending any products because you seem to have adverse reactions to not only skin products, but a lot of different things.
I'm really kind of sensitive generally. So I have sensitive skin and I'm emotionally very, very frail.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm stuck. So it's like, you know. The other pro is that it's like, it's given me a lot of confidence. Like, I have so much confidence now that I feel like smooth, I feel silky, I just feel like me. But on the other hand, it's like the sound of, it's like I'm a walking sizzler in a way, and except without the ice cream bar. I am, and so it's like, I don't know if people can enjoy the silence around me with the sound of burning flesh at
all times.
Cut
to them outside a workout class. What do you mean it was a good workout? Your fibula is gone.
No, but like I feel the burn. Like I know, it's like I'm the kind of sore that it's like, oh, I'm going to really feel it tomorrow.
You're
in, like,
sore
because
you lost a full bone and I don't know how that's possible.
Like, yes. Like, of course, yes, I lost the bone. And that is such a valuable con, obviously. And nah, so it's like, I want to recommend this class. I want to recommend this class because like I feel the burn. And a lot of these classes, it's like, oh, I'm moving around a lot, but it's like, I'm just kind of flailing. But this is like, I really feel it. On the other hand, I don't know if I can because of one bone that I had going into the class is no longer in my body. And so it's like, I don't know if that counts. If
that's
that
such
count
a big con. These are not equally weighted. Cut to you outside a teeth whitening clinic. Your teeth are fully purple, like an indigo.
Oh, God.
Are you fucking kidding me?
This is a tough one.
It's
and
not.
You know what?
Name one pro. Name one pro that happened.
The teeth, they feel so smooth. I feel like they got so much of the plaque off.
That was
like some
not,
plaque
yeah.
that I didn't even like feel that was there. I'm like, oh, they definitely got it. They definitely
I don't think
got
so.
It. And like, listen, you've been my assistant for what, like 5 years now? Like,
yes,
you've seen,
and it's been painstaking. I've seen you mutilate your body.
Did they leave my teeth purple?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it reversible? No, it's not. And so it's like, that's where it's tripping me up, though.
That
like,
is, so, oh yes, exactly right.
I'm so close to putting about it on my IG and tagging them.
Cut to you outside a LASIK clinic. Your eyes look like a lizard. There's no, this isn't a LASIK mix-up. They did something crazy. I can't believe you're thinking about recommending them still.
I'm blinking in the way that like the
yeah,
inner
yeah, sideways.
Corners of my eyes.
Left to right.
This one's an easy call. I think we can both agree this is an easy call to make.
I agree.
Cut to my YouTube video going up. Hey guys, it's me, Bella, and today we're going to talk about the LASIK building on 35th and Pine.
I'm packing my bags in the background, clearly quitting.
My tongue goes up, licks my eye like a lizard.
It catches on. It swarms the nation. Everybody wants lizard eyes. Skinny jeans? I don't think so. Lizard eyes.
Billie Eilish remix, when you give me those lizard eyes.
So the same song that she did. It's a parody of her own song.
I'm scared.
Fork tongue.
You really
know
make me cry.
I slither now.
Yeah, I thought they just did your eyes. How are you?
Sorry, it's still being called LASIK, though?
Yes, absolutely.
Lizark.
And you watch Ozark while you get it done.
You watch something during an eye surgery?
Well, you have it on in the background.
Well, you hear it. Let's not get caught up in the semantics. No, let's
but
absolutely get caught
it,
up in the semantics.
You can visualize it in a way.
Surgery. All right, should we do our last segment?
Yes.
This shook me all week long.
Speaking of Billie Eilish, Billie Eilish's British Vogue shoot. That
God,
has been
dude.
Shaking me. I can't stop thinking about it. And then she posted, so the day that the first photos came out, I couldn't breathe. And then she kept posting more. I'm like, oh, here we go. It is, I love Billie Eilish.
I have such a big crush on her.
Absolutely love her. And the article with it was so amazing. It made me cry. She's incredible.
Yeah.
And I could write a whole fucking dissertation. Like, I just, I saw people on Instagram being like, what a glow up from her old baggy clothes. And I just want to flip the table. It's like, you're missing the fucking point. That's literally not the point of that, of her being like, I'm done with that now. Now I'm better and did it. The whole point has been like, she is in control.
And she was a minor.
Body.
Like,
and
what did you want when she, yeah.
But it's like, she's in control of herself. If she wants, she can wear whatever she fucking wants.
But that's also like so obvious. Like, there's also always people who will be like, have the wrong take. But I feel like most people have the right take here. Like, everyone was happy, I feel
like. I just have so much respect for her. And I'm so excited for, of like this new, not new. I mean, it's like, oh, that's the thing. It's like, I'm just so excited, like, that article came out, that these photos came out, and that she's just, like, fucking owning it. And there was something that she said that I was just like, yes. She's like, don't not make me a role model because I turn you on. And I'm like, that's fucking it. I just love her. I just absolutely love her. And my power is incredible. Or sorry, your power. The song Your Power is incredible. And the music video is amazing. I just like want nothing but the best for her at all times. And I still haven't seen the doc yet. And I really want to, but yeah, it does have too. An intermission. It is just so long. But I can't wait to see it. And I just,
we should watch it. Can I come over and we watch
so
it?
Down. Yeah. Yeah. I can't stop looking at her photos. She looks fucking incredible.
Yeah. It's like the clothes were cool too. Like you can do like a salacious photo shoot as like, oh, like I'm an adult now, or like I'm taking, you know, my power back, and I'm, you know, all the things that she talked about. But also the clothes were fucking awesome.
The clothes were incredible. And it's like, I love her style before too, because it's all about, it's her being like, you know, I don't want people commenting about my body.
Yeah.
In any kind of way. She's just great. I just love her so much. I just love her.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
What's been shaking me, and I think I sent this to you. If not, then I'll get your live reacts. Did I send you the text that the Craigslist guy sent me?
No.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to share my screen and just show it to you. I sold my electric guitar because I had a Strat and I wanted to sell it for a PRS. So I sold it on Craigslist and I have to take it. I still have to take the thing down because I'm still getting texts. Riley's, wincing at this text. So I get this text yesterday. I've already sold it at this point. But this is probably the worst text I've ever gotten from every angle. It says, I'm going to read it verbatim. Hey, Mr. Strat, I'd love to try out your guitar. Bill. Last name. His full phone number. Thanks, Bill.
There's so much happening with this.
Strat.
Hey, Mr. Strat.
Don't call me that.
The ellipses after guitar.
Well, even so, that whole sentence, I'd love to try out your guitar. So do you want to buy it or
do
just want to play
it?
Do
you want to buy it or just try it? It's written like a poem.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Strat.
The use
I'd
of white space.
I'd love to try out your guitar. Bill. Blank. Phone number. Thanks. Bill.
I'm going to Instagram
TikTok.
This. I'll blur out the information.
Yeah,
but yeah,
the name and his number.
But I just love, so it's the ellipses and then Bill, and then on another line, his last name, on another line, his phone number. Thanks, Bill. He signs off twice, and
signs
one of them's in the
twice.
Middle
signs
of the message.
Twice. Absolutely.
Also,
is.
He gives me his
this
phone number
amazing.
In the text. I have your number, guy.
You have it. You have it. This is brilliant.
Yeah. And then I was like, sorry, she already sold. And then he was like, oh, well, the ad's still up. I'm like, I know. I'll delete it. I don't need advice from you to take it down.
Well, Mr. Strat, the ad's still available.
So that just made me laugh. It was probably the worst text I've ever gotten.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you shared that with me. Thank you.
We will Instagram it. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
Follow the show on Instagram at Review Review.
You can also follow Jeffrey James on Instagram.
Come on, nobody wants
Jeffrey
to follow
James.
Me.
Okay.
Unless, well, maybe they do.
well, just in case. And on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee.
Should we thank some
VI
Podcats?
Let's thank some VI Podcats. Let's absolutely thank some VI Podcats. Big thank you to Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Hasty.
A Co.
Alan.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anna Liv.
Anthony Amadeo.
Bagadoo. My therapist hated that I wore the hoodie to my last session. It fell bag. Joke's on her.
Bird Cohen.
Bob Buell.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Brownlee's Druthers.
Chuck.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasten Bales.
Christian Basketball. He loves that basketball.
Connor Finnegan.
Curbature.
Damian M. Tarkander Gunderson Kirk.
That was really good. Daniel Fluffy.
Douglas Pimlott.
Fancy Octopus.
Felicity Britton.
Oh my god.
Fidel
Rayolanda smacking on my titty boosters the third.
Nice. Gray is awesome. Matt sucks. Hashtag gray forever.
Greg Berg.
Hallie, a.k.a. Gray Hasty's twin.
Holly.
Isaac Puff.
Jack Kwan. Is that
new patron?
Hello, new patron.
Jake the Snake Raddus.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jared K.
New patron.
Another new patron.
Jasper Hoffman.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jimmy Songlaugh.
Jonah Sanchez.
Jeb Jacob Jinglehanger Schmidt.
Caleb Luster.
Katie Ross.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Kerwin.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Cool. I think it's a new patron.
New
patron.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Me making you say things makes me feel powerful and more importantly so happy heart emoji. Thanks so much. I love you guys.
Michael Rowland.
Nate Porteous.
Nothing sometimes. Oh my God.
Knowing Woofy is an unemployed goo goo gaga baby. Get a job, you. Get a job, you widow baby fucker.
He's not even applying to jobs anymore. He's just doing baby talk. P.
Phoenix McVernon.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildiff.
Sleepy Brendan Nets.
Space Ant says join the HeadGum Discord server.
Spencer.
Steph Kaz.
Stui Fairwa.
These vagabondoles are longing to Bob.
Thick Dick Rick's Bisquick Stick.
TR, aka Gulia, aka Penis McGinty.
Ty Samby's Thick and Juicy Caboosey.
Jesus Christ, y'all. Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
And Yarrow Bouchard.
So thank you guys for subscribing. If you guys also want access to bonus content of all kinds, you can subscribe at patreon.com/RileyandJeff. And if you don't, well, that honestly hurts to fucking hear.
If you want to come be a little goo goo gaga baby.
At the next VI party, Zoom party, VI Zardy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Subscribe.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you guys again next week.
It's so good that you did it.
It's huge. It's so huge. I mean, honestly, pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
Cheese.
That was a HeadGum Original.